Talk That, NOLA Education, presented by New Schools for New Orleans. You're joined by your host, Dr. Jaquiel Ross, and today on the show, we're joined by Mr. Larry Barabino Jr., the Chief Executive Officer of NORD. We are discussing NORD's summer programs and job opportunities for our city's youth. How are you doing today, Mr. Larry?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. As we get ready for the summertime, I know you're a hot person right now in the city.
Hey, man, listen, you know, NORD takes over for summer. As the schools begin to shut down, yes. NORD takes over for the summer months.
Awesome, awesome. Let's go ahead. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What part of the city you from? What high school you went to?
Sure. Say, listen, born and raised New Orleanian.
Okay.
I grew up in a St. Bernard housing project. Mm-hmm. I always tell folks who know that neighborhood, 3815 Duplessis. Never forget my neighborhood where I grew up at. I attended Phillips Elementary, Phillips Junior High. Graduated okay. from John F. Kennedy Senior High. I'm a Kennedy Cougar, class 89. I attended Southern University at New Orleans.
Okay.
But I started my career as a volunteer coach, going back to my old neighborhood, Willie Hall Playground, NORD St. Bernard Recreational Center, which is the NORD facilities that was offering programs for me as a kid. I was asked to come back as a volunteer coach while in college, and I never stopped. So I tell folks, you know, my career with NORD started not just as a participant in NORD programs, but as a volunteer at the playground in the rec center in my neighborhood that I grew up in.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. Impressive.
Yeah.
So NORD, if I'm hearing this correctly, is near and dear to your heart.
Absolutely.
And growing up as a child, you played, what sports did you play at the NORD Park?
So I played football and baseball, right?
Okay.
I mean, I was a way better coach than an athlete. I want to acknowledge that for all those guys that sit out there that have their remember win stories.
Yes.
I'm a better X and O guy than I was as an athlete.
Okay. And which one, if you had to pick between football and baseball, which one was your go-to?
Baseball was my better sport.
Okay.
Baseball was my better sport. Matter of fact, my son, Larry Barabino III, he's a Warren Eastern grad. He's a Southern University in Baton Rouge grad, but he went to college on a baseball scholarship.
Okay.
He was a dual athlete. He was a way better athlete. If my dad is listening, I'm acknowledging that. My son was a way better athlete than I was, right? So, but he went his furthest in baseball. He played baseball for Southern University and have swag championships under his belt.
All right, awesome. I'm glad y'all kept the Southern University in the family.
Yes, sir.
What inspires you to want to work for NORD?
So, I mean, as a volunteer coach, you know, when I first came back, I give credit to Coach Melvin Fat Bush, who's still today coach at Willie Hall.
Okay.
He stopped me and a friend back in the 90s and said, I need you guys to come and do something for some kids that was done for y'all.
Okay.
He said, we need y'all to come coach, right?
Uh-huh.
And we was like, really didn't have time. I was in school, different things. He said, listen, do you guys remember when you guys had games, how y'all got to games? Because we didn't have any parental support. So we had a guy named Mr. Green that we used to have to bring a quarter to the playground to get in the back of Mr. Green's truck.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Green would bring us to those games. He said, well, I still need assistance with getting these kids to the games right
now.
So we agreed to show up at the park to help getting the kids to the games.
All right.
So Coach Fat was very, very smart. Soon as we showed up, he introduced us to the kids as coach. He said, I want y'all to meet Coach Larry and Coach Key. He gave us a title. He empowered us right there.
He did, right there.
But us not knowing, we were the coaches that was going to bring them to the games.
Uh-huh.
And when the game ended, he said, now you know these kids are hungry.
You got to feed them.
That's when burgers were 39.40 cents, and cheeseburgers was 40-50 cents.
Yeah.
So we would buy them the Burger King little cheeseburgers and hamburgers. But from there, it to go out to the games, it was like inspired. It was something that attracted. It was like, okay. So we tried to coach, but he stopped us.
Okay.
He said, the only way you can have input is you have to come to practice. So we wanted to have say because
You just didn't want to stand on the sideline and be quiet.
Absolutely. So that was in 1992 when we very first started. And from there, I coached while in college. And when I graduated college, we had a challenge with the center manager at North St. Bernard Center. We would go take our kids to the basketball game to play. And we would come back. The center would be closed. It would be locked. But the kids' school uniforms and book sacks were still in the center.
Mm-hmm.
So we complained to NORD. The community members complained. We had a meeting with NORD. And I never forget, we had Ms. Davis, Ms. Dolores Davis, who stood about 4'5" physically, But Ms. Davis, power-wise, she stood about 10 foot 11, right?
Power.
So, power. So Ms. Davis said, we need a new recreational center manager. So the representative from NAWD then was Angel Wilson, who under Mark Morial was the director of NAWD. And so they said, well, do y'all have anyone y'all can recommend? Ms. Davis said, I recommend Larry. He's from the neighborhood, played for the park. He's a volunteer coach.
Yeah.
And he have a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend Larry. And my career started from there in 1996 as a recreational center manager at NAWD St. Bernard Center. So that inspired me. Once you start volunteering, you get that title, coach.
Yeah.
You know, the three most important men in a young man's life to me is one is dad.
Yes.
The other one is grandpa, pawpaw. My grandkids call me Poppy.
All right.
And the third one is coach.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, in some of our low-income communities, the only person that's there of the three is coach.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And coach is that person who's that male figure in those young men's lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those young men depend upon you. You know, they need you for guidance, but also they follow you. They listen to you.
Yeah.
You know, so that was always my traction. I left NAWD back in about 2001, 2002 and worked for Tulane University, but I returned to coaching. I never stopped coaching.
All right.
You know, and so I was blessed to come back and be the director of NAWD immediately after Hurricane Katrina.
All right.
And I returned again. I did that from 2009. I'm sorry, from 2006 to about the end of 2009, and I returned as the CEO of NAWD Commission in December of 2018.
All right.
And the great thing about it was I wasn't appointed, NAWD did a national search.
Okay.
And of the national search, they had a little over 100 applications and resumes came in. They interviewed the top 15 candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I made it down to the final three candidates.
Okay.
And after doing public interviews and et cetera, I was unanimously selected to lead NAWD again as a CEO of NAWD.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
It's a true story. Glad to hear it.
Yes.
When I heard you speak, you talk about the three people, the dad, the grandpa, and then the coach.
Yes.
And it kind of resonated back to me why one of the reasons I went into education, I started out as a teacher. And I wanted to be an elementary teacher. I didn't want to be a middle school teacher. I didn't want to be a high school teacher. I wanted to be an elementary school teacher because so many students don't get to see a black male teach them until they're in middle school or even in high school in some cases. So definitely just resonating with your point. Like having representation and being able to mentor the youth is extremely important all across the city.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. And then under your leadership, you've been with NAWD for a while. What have you accomplished?
Sure, sure. So listen, it's amazing to say this, but seem like every time I've been at the helm of NAWD, I came in immediately after Hurricane Katrina.
Okay.
And had to do,
you gotta do work.
The assessment, the rebuilding, all the hard work.
Yeah.
So of coming in, since I've been at NAWD, the city suffered a cyber attack, which shut down all of their systems. The city then suffered COVID.
Yes.
Right? Then from COVID, we suffered Hurricane Ida.
Yes.
You know, to be able to work through and navigate those. But we continued to push. We were able to do things in New Orleans that before other cities, states, and municipalities were looking to do during COVID, like open up summer camps and programming, you know, using social distancing, following all the CDC guidelines, right? We expanded on doing feeding programs for families during COVID.
Yeah.
You know, well, we transitioned from offering sports at playgrounds during the height of COVID to issuing out meals to families that were in need in the afternoon, evening meals, right?
I remember that.
But also with that, you know, we continue to push forward. You know, we're excited about some new facilities that's coming online that I've been pushing for, you know, since Hurricane Katrina. We always use that as a landmark.
We do. It's definitely a landmark.
The East Bank of New Orleans was rebuilt because of the FEMA funds that came in behind all the devastation that took place. But there was no funding for Algiers, no funding for the West Bank. One thing that I'm proud to say that I've been pushing on is we just secured a contractor to build a year-round natatorium, enclosed swimming pool at Morris FX Jeff facility, which was the old Berman, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're about to renovate the old tennis courts at that complex, right? We're working now to get the funding to replace the track at that facility. But we're also going into a contract With a contractor to renovate those Skelly Rupp baseball stadium.
Oh, man.
Bring that
wow.
back in Commerce. Yes.
Yeah, that was, we used to go down in high school.
Absolutely. And that has been closed down for years. The funding's available right now. We're about to go into contract with a contractor okay. to do it, to renovate that facility. And I want to make it comparable to what's on the Wesley Barrow Stadium on the okay. East Bank of New Orleans, right? So we're definitely looking to do some great things. We're also about to break ground on a splash pad and a walking path that's going to come up okay. at Cutoff Recreational Center. But also in the East Bank, one thing I'm big on is working with those with special needs.
Okay,
you know,
good.
We hosted our special needs Mardi Gras Ball, which was big, and we're hosting it every year.
Okay.
For those that are listening, be on the lookout. If you have a family member, kids in particular, with special needs, we're hosting our Mardi Gras Special Needs Ball every year. That's something
okay.
that I'm
awesome.
Definitely prior from. We have our partnership with the veterans where we work with the disabled veterans.
Okay.
We offer wheelchair basketball.
Got it.
Right? But also with that, we're expanding. We're going to be announcing it. Well, I'm saying we're going to be announcing it, but you're hearing it. Coming up this summer, we'll be having offering esports.
Okay.
We're offering esports at two different locations. Be on the lookout for the announcement for that. Also with that, we're expanding our partnership with STEM NOLA to
awesome.
Offer more STEM programming,
oh,
right?
Oh, that's great.
But one thing that we're doing that no NOAA director or CEO has ever done, and NOAA has never done it, is we have paid internship opportunities for our teens.
Okay.
We know that our teens right now saying, hey, we need to earn money, you know.
Yes.
We're asking what can we do?
What can we do to get some money in our pocket?
Right. Well, we give stipends. We take up to 200 teens for the fall and for the spring. Well, we do teen internships, entrepreneurship training programs, and the teens can earn up to $700 in fall and spring. And during the summer months, we do what's called, this will be our second year doing it,
mm-hmm.
what's called our teen summer challenge,
okay.
sports challenge, where that we're doing 5-on-5 basketball and 7-on-7 football 4 to 5 days a week from 4:30 in the afternoon to 8 o'clock at night
okay.
to keep the kids off the street. Where they're playing 7-on-7 football at three different locations,
okay.
New Orleans East, Algiers, at Harrell Uptown. Then we're doing 5 different locations for basketball.
Okay.
And at the end of these 6 weeks, running through June through July, they receive a $400 stipend for participating. But also with that, and that's from ages 13 to 17.
All right.
But also with that, we bring in guest speakers to talk to them, you
mm-hmm.
know, and just different folks to talk to them about life in general,
good.
Right? But one thing that we're doing now is we're the recipients of a $350,000 WISNA grant to where that
okay.
we have a group of teens. We call them our school ambassadors, our teen ambassadors,
okay.
where they're planning different events. The first event that we're hosting is it's called a Teen Fest, you know.
All right.
And so actually they let me say this. They coined it this weekend as the NOLA Gen Z Fest.
Okay.
And everything is for teens by teens. That's going to take
right.
place on June 17th at Lafitte Greenway. It's going to be from 11 to 6 p.m. It's going to be free. We're going to have a host of different entertainers that's
okay.
going to be there. We're going to be calling out for teens that's entrepreneurs to come out and vend their product.
Oh.
It's free for the kids to attend.
Okay.
It will be no cost. And for the teens that come out and vending their products, those entrepreneurs, it will be free for them as well, right?
Awesome.
So they need to be on the lookout for that. We'll be sending all that information out. But we're excited about the things that we're doing specifically
mm-hmm.
With our teens, you know, just
awesome.
The growth that we're looking to have with programming for our teens. So those are some of the initiatives that were created and started
okay.
under my leadership.
Awesome. Hats off to you, Mr. Lehrer.
Thank you.
Transformational leader.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I know we're gearing up for the summertime. What can families expect from the NOLA summer camps this year?
Sure, sure. So listen, we're looking to serve over 2,000 youth this summer at
all
different
right.
camps. We have some specialty camps, which are dance camps. We have some camps, which are sports camps. Registration is going on. Camps are filling up. You know, go to NOLA's website, nolac.org, to see which camps are still open. We've been having kids to register since the beginning of April
okay.
for summer camp. So
good.
You have to hurry up and register before that specific camp that you want your kid to attend is full. Also with that, we are hosting 1,000 teens
okay.
for our teen career camps. And these teens
okay.
will earn a little over $400. It's 2 to 3 week sessions. We bring in different partners that come in to work with the teens It's about more or less a career exploration that we do with our teens. But they receive a stipend of a little over $400 for the 3 weeks.
Okay.
And it's 2 3-week sessions, 500 teens per session. So we're excited about it. But we're looking to open more pools this year. One of our biggest challenges coming out of COVID is hiring lifeguards.
All right.
We're hiring lifeguards. The salary for lifeguards is $16.72 an hour, salary.
That's good money.
We require two things, though.
Okay. What's the two things?
You have to know how to swim.
All right.
And you have to pass a drug test.
Got it.
Right. One of our biggest challenges we've had last year was we had teens that would come out that can swim and pass the swim test.
Yes.
But either failed the drug test or didn't show up for it.
Got it.
So we lost out on about 35 to 40 lifeguards last year because of that reason, right? Okay. So listen, parents, we're looking for lifeguards. If you want the pool to open in your community and you want the opportunity to work at your pool.
Come on, parents.
Teens 15 years old and older with a work permit. And also we have our junior lifeguard program, was an internship program.
All right.
That's teens ages 13 to that's turning 15 that know how to swim some, but they're being trained up to be prepared to be lifeguards. And right now we have about 20 to 25 teens that's in our junior lifeguard program.
Okay.
Off during the summer months, Nord also has this swim team, right? So those parents who kids that can
swim. I never
swim,
knew that. You're teaching me.
Yes. Nord has a swim team.
Our
swim team is year round.
Okay.
But we identified those strong swimmers that come to the different pools throughout the city during summer months. Our swim team is year-round, and I always look for sponsors to cover things because we know a lot of our kids can't afford the cost.
Yes.
And our swim team go out in there, represent Nord, the city of New Orleans, you know, and it's sponsored by sponsors right now.
Okay.
So we're excited about that as well.
Awesome. And for those parents who are interested in the summer camps, any requirements, any documentation is needed?
Sure. Because our summer camps are federally funded, we use community development block grant funds. So it do require parents to have the social security numbers, the social security cards, the birth certificates. Parents have to have proof of income, proof of residency, a proof of a light bill or something. Those things are required. However, we take all kids.
Okay.
It is, quote unquote, is income driven.
Okay.
But there's only a certain percentage of the kids that we take in have to be within an income
and
guidelines.
And that threshold.
So, listen, if you want your kid to participate in the Nord camp, you know, don't think you make too much money.
Okay.
Right? Because we do have slots and everything balances out once we fill those slots. But it's open to all. There's one requirement. You have to be an Orleans Parish resident.
All right.
Have to be an Orleans Parish resident. Our camps run from ages 4 or 5 years old up to 12, and our teen camps run from 13 to 15 years old.
Got it. Now, I remember, Mr. Larry, when I was in North Summer Camp, and I was also a camp director. Are the kids still going on field trips? Is it still the end of the summer culminating activity? Speak to some of those great things that we know our students love to partake in.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we have just our local partnerships, right, with Audubon Institute, with City Park. You know, we definitely have the culminating event at the end where we also have a camp challenge where camps put on showcases, different things like that. But then also, I want you folks really to know and understand the great things that Nord offers itself. Out at Joe Brown, where I always have to tell our New Orleans East residents that Joe Brown is not just the jewel of New Orleans East.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Brown is the jewel of Nord.
Okay.
Right? So Joe Brown, you know, our kids go out to Joe Brown. Our outdoors program is phenomenal out there. And it's free.
It is. I've been out there.
And it's free. You have canoeing. You have fishing. You have archery classes that's taught.
Okay.
You have camping that's taught out there. And it's free. Just register with Nord. Nordseed.org.
Okay.
And you can find out all the great things that we're doing. Another program that we're bringing to Nord, well, we have a lack of, is we're offering soccer.
Yeah.
So we're bringing soccer programs up. So a person asked me, you know, hey, why isn't soccer as large as football or basketball with Nord? Well, our sports are driven by volunteerism.
Okay.
So with the lack of volunteers coming for soccer, we're going into a partnership with the 18th Ward, who are coming to the table
with us.
And, yep. Shout out to 18th Ward. They're coming to the table with us. They're going to be a partner. We're going to offer soccer. We're starting in two locations. One on the East Bank, one on the West Bank. I have to make sure that
we You got to make sure you got both sides represented.
Absolutely.
Mr. Larry. I'm a proud West Banker.
Hey, man, listen. Shout out to LGS. Shout out to LGS, right? You know, because one thing I want to make sure that, you know, all my friends and not so friends of LGS say that they're forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Not by knowing. Just be patient. And as I'm showing you guys through my leadership, you know, that we're building in LGS.
Got it.
You know, we're building, we're renovating. We're bringing back online our partnership with LGS Development District. Last year, we opened the pool in Federal City. That
okay.
pool will reopen in LGS to make sure that there's
oh,
a pool
awesome.
To be open in LGS.
Yeah, that's
you know?
A great pool.
So those are things that we do under my leadership to make sure that we're able to expand the services we offer, but stand up to our motto, something for everyone.
Good, good. When you spoke about the soccer, we've been doing research over at New Schools for New Orleans, and we know there's an influx of our Hispanic families in the city in our schools. So definitely making sure that we have something for all of our students and make sure they're all represented. So definitely kudos to you all for the work that you're doing.
Definitely. Absolutely. Listen, and one thing that I have to say, because we're talking about partnerships with school and NORD, right? So NORD has a partnership with the host of the schools. NORD runs middle school tackle football.
Okay.
Right? So for all you parents, if you ever had a chance to come out, you know, this was my baby, my brandchild. Growing up in New Orleans, you had your middle school, your junior high schools,
you
your high schools, and your junior high schools offered everything a high school did,
they
right?
Did. Uh-huh. And it was very competitive.
Absolutely. Well, after Katrina, when they went to the model of
the
K through 8,
mm-hmm.
you know, they didn't bring back the sports component of it, right?
Okay.
So we had different schools trying to do it. So NORD said, you know what? I said, let's bring this back. So we offer middle school tackle football. We started out with 8 schools pre-COVID. And last year we had 10 schools to participate. We have more schools that's looking to come on board. But the key thing about the middle school football is it's not just about the football team.
Mm-hmm.
You have the whole experience. You have the battle of the middle school bands.
Okay.
You have the dancing teams, the cheerleader
all right.
teams. You have the whole experience.
So you incorporate all the pieces.
Same as high school.
Okay, good.
Same as high school, right? So with it, and the key thing was what I enjoyed seeing, to me, one of my priceless moments was watching the homecoming courts, because you have middle mm-hmm. schools that are now having homecomings.
Yes.
Right? So you have kids that they're not attending the schools that's participating in middle school football, mm-hmm. but they're putting pressure on the administrators of saying, hey, we need to be doing this.
Yes, got it.
Right? Because what it does is, one, it allows those K through 8 grade students to have more activities as they used to in the past. But to bring them together, those extracurricular activities help make a kid whole.
Because I agree.
You being an educator know it's more than just about books.
It is.
It's about touching the kid holistically, mm-hmm. right? And this is, and of course, folks know that some of these caveats are some of the reasons kids go to school. You have some kids that's going to go to school because he wants to play football or she
yeah.
wants to play basketball.
That's the main
or
reason.
Or they want to be in a band.
We can get them in for attendance every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that they are doing something productive.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, definitely. And then, Mr. Larry, you spoke earlier in the beginning, you talked about you started out as a volunteer. How do you go about being a volunteer if someone's interested? They want to, you know, make an impact.
Sure. So I'm glad you asked that question, right? So we have different types of volunteers. When we're looking for volunteers, it's not always for sports.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure I said
I'm glad you said that.
If sports is your passion and you want to come out and be a coach, be a trainer, be a helper with sports, come out. You can come out. You can go on NORD's website, nordc.org. There's a volunteerism page, a volunteer page link, and you can go there and fill out the information. But also with that, we look for volunteers that want to come in after school and do tutoring.
Okay.
Volunteers that want to come in, and we have volunteers that come in and help us clean parks.
Got
right?
It.
If you want to do a volunteer and you want to get your neighbors together and say, we want to clean a park or we want to repaint the concessions restroom building in our park, we're always looking for volunteers to come out and lend a helping hand, especially those neighborhood groups where there's a park or playground in your community. You know, because I tell folks, that park or playground belongs to the community.
It belongs
to you, right? Just to give you a quick history lesson, if you ride around and look at NORD parks, you don't see parking lots. the new parking lots.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because the playground was designed for that community. For people out the community to walk up, enjoy the playground, enjoy the amenities at the playground. You don't. Today's modern playgrounds, yes, you see parking lots because it's requirements.
Mm-hmm.
But NOAA been in existence since 1947. Last year, we celebrated 75 years.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Also, those that's out there listening, those that are golfers, we hosted our inaugural golf tournament last year, which was a huge success. We're having our second annual golf tournament this year on May 20th.
All right.
You can definitely sign up. All the proceeds come back, goes into the programming at NOAA.
Got it.
All the funds go through the NOAA Foundation because we're a public-private entity. And also the foundation is a 501c3.
Okay.
So anyone that's interested in supporting NOAA, whether you come out and play golf, whether you purchase a whole sign to have your business, your company, your family represented at one of those holes, all those proceeds go back into NOAA.
Got it. And last question, Mr. Larry, we always ask everybody on the radio show, what is your one hope for the city of New Orleans?
So that's a great big question.
It is.
It's a big question. Right? My hope for the city of New Orleans is peace.
Okay.
It's peace, right? Is getting along with your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
My hope is that our youth understand that they're youth.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy being a child. Enjoy being a teenager. You know, that our kids can be kids. Our adults can be adults.
Yep.
And we can all be neighborly. That's my hope for our city, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, or not, that there's peace residing over our community, over our city. Kids be kids, adults be adults, and neighbors be neighborly.
Got it. Appreciate it.
Definitely.
Ms. Larry, I've learned so much about NOAA and all the program. I hope everybody else out there listening has as well. Thank you for joining us today. It's definitely been a true pleasure and honor to have you on Talk That. NOLA Education, presented by New Schools for New Orleans. It was a pleasure having you. Be sure to join us next Monday at 12:30 p.m. for a conversation with some of our city's graduating seniors to hear about their journey and next steps in life. If you're interested in more about our dynamic teachers and what's taking place inside and around New Orleans Public Schools, follow us on Facebook, the New Orleans Teacher Community, and on Instagram, NOLA Teacher Community. This is your host, Dr. Ross, signing off. Peace and nothing but love. And the music you hear.